There you can hear the dulcet tones of the singers that have arrived. We're just having a good old chat off air, actually. Just we'll talk about that a bit more on air, what we were talking about, because that is one of my questions. Now, I'm joined in the studio to debate today. I've been telling you about the website all morning. You must go and have a look, because it's brilliant. I told you I'm going to nick it. All the W's, got to get some good stuff on there, first of all. Melodyandtheboytoys.com. Check out the website now. I'm joined in the studio by Melody from Melody and the Boy Toys and Bonnie Freechild. Now, just before I even start about the music, what names have you got, guys?
It's a mouthful, aren't they? Ask Bonnie, because that's her real name.
That is a fantastic name.
Thanks. It's my middle name, actually.
Yeah.
And I changed the spelling from an I to a Y, because I just thought, with an I, it's too hippie-ish.
Mm.
And I'm already a bit airy-fairy, so...
And what about you,
Melody? Well, my real name is Melanie.
Oh, right.
But I just thought Melody is music and men, two of my favourite subjects, men are music.
Nice little giggle there. Now, we're going to be playing three tracks today. You're actually going to be doing a live track as well in the studio, so we can't wait for that one. Now, I was going to say, when did you first get the music? But what ages were you, start with you, Melody, when you started getting into music?
I think I was about 12. I wasn't precocious, like, oh my God, I'm 3 years old, I need to go to stage school.
Mm.
But I remember in GCSE, they asked you, like, what GCSEs do you want to do?
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, music. And I just thought, I'll do that. But I didn't think, like, oh my God, I've got to go to stage school. Mm. Though I wish I did now.
Yeah.
But, quite late, I think.
Mm. And what about you?
The first part of my life, which I call my first life, was on a farm in Australia. And so I used to sit on the cattle grid and make up songs about my dead grandfather. Which sounds weird, but no. It was kind of like nice.
So don't mean to laugh.
Nice songs. And I used to pretend I was Sandy from Greece and make my friends join in with me. And I was always like, I'm the better singer. I have to be Sandy. Maybe I was a bit precocious.
Oh. It's those trousers she wore. That was the. I could wear them as a scarf, perhaps, but never as a pair of trousers. Now, when you're writing a song, and we were working separately or together, how do you go about putting a song together? Do you actually sit and just write lyrics? Do you just get poems in your heads, or do you sit down and do a piano or a guitar?
I write lyrics first from somebody, like a comment that somebody's made or an observation, like sitting on a bus and you hear a conversation.
Yeah,
and. I take a lot of public transport, unfortunately, and I just like observe people and their conversations and their lives and their love lives, which is more interesting than mine.
Yeah.
And then I just think of a song. The number 65 bus, I've written my best songs.
Yeah. So. And do you write better when you were in a happy mood or a sad mood? Or you just split up with somebody or something's happened?
I'm perpetually upset, so sadness, unfortunately.
Sadness, yes. What about yourself, Bonnie?
I do both at the same time. Usually lyrics and melody come to me first, together, and then I will make it, I'll extend it by working with musicians or a beat or something like that, playing around with logic myself. I don't play anything.
She's very good technically in the studio.
Yeah.
She's good with twiddling knobs.
Anyway, we'll have more of that song a little bit later on. Moving swiftly on now, we're going to play the first song of the three. We've got three songs coming up from you. The first one is called Red Dress. So tell us a little bit about the vocals and where you got the idea for the song.
That's my song. And I had a boyfriend type person and we were in a club.
Dear.
And he was a bit known. So there were a lot of women around and there was a particular girl in a red dress who was annoying me. And I literally wrote the whole song about her. And there's a line in there that says, I don't really like the shape of your thighs. And it's because I found her on Facebook the next day because we became friends with her and my friend was like, oh, don't worry, she's got bad thighs. So it's a full literal song. And he did come home with me that night as well.
Yep.
So you'll hear the lyrics are very relevant.
It must have been a very short dress then, was it?
It was very short.
Did she have cellulite? Was it that kind of problem?
No.
Or skinny thighs?
She just didn't have nice shaped thighs, I guess. I didn't say it, my friend did.
It's nothing worse, isn't it, when you're out with your fella and then you've got some tramp comes over.
Yes, the thing is that they had chemistry, like I could see it, but I was just like, I knew that he was with me and I knew he'd come home with me, but it was just annoying at the same time because he had to be kind of,
Just don't let your boyfriend out. That's what I do. Let them stay at home so they don't look at anyone but you.
I don't have a boyfriend, otherwise I would do that. Very tragic. Right, here we go. Here's Red Dress and the lead vocal on this is Bonnie Freechild. I love that name. Just love it.
Thank you.
Here we go. Honey Free Child. We just heard Red Dress, which was superb. Thanks. Love that. Now, I want you to ask you inspiration, Bonnie, behind that song.
Go on, guess.
I thought, to me, it sounds a little bit, I'd say it sounds, it's got like an incognito-y type feel to me. It's got like a brand new heavies kind of thing. And you're going to go, no, it has not.
No, I'm not going to say
it's Jean-Michel Jarre.
This is embarrassing. I don't even know any of their songs.
All right, okay. It's
soulful. They were soulful.
Yeah, soulful. Yeah.
Maybe I should listen to them. Yeah, no, it's just, I don't know. Like, Michael Jackson is probably my main inspiration. I got a tattoo for him as an homage after he died on my hip. And, yeah, who else do I listen to? I don't know. I think my music's a bit like A-Marie. Do you remember her?
Yes.
It's like, just one thing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit like that. Sometimes people say Stacey Orico as well. I don't see that, but whatever.
Never heard of her.
No, I don't know who that is.
I love Alicia Keys as well. You know, I don't know. Yeah, just everybody inspires me anyway. Melody and the Boy Toys.
Jazz hands.
Now, I wanted to ask you, you've done some fantastic venues. We're talking about some other bits and pieces you've done, but you're also supporting Mitch at Winehouse. What's he like? That's Amy's dad, isn't it?
Next question.
Oh, dear. I thought you were going to say, oh, he's fantastic.
He's very friendly. Let's just say he's very friendly.
Yeah. Oh, he's got jazz hands, has he? Be careful how I say that. So with you, Melody,
yes.
Where did you get your musical inspiration from? What did you grow up listening to that kind of has fixed your
style? I love Madonna. Yeah. Michael Jackson, Prince, George Michael. I love 80s music. I love 90s music. I love pop music.
Yeah.
And I like Barbara Streisand. I like soul. I like Chaka Khan. Just big divas.
Yeah.
I don't like Girl Next Door.
No.
No.
And what about Mariah Carey? Do you like Mariah Carey? Do you think she kind of has killed it a little bit?
Not my cup of tea, but I like her because I just think she's quite crazy.
I've always liked her.
She hasn't got a bad bone in that body, and there's a lot of body.
Yeah. I think there are her bones, by the way. If you could work with anybody in the music industry at the moment, like producer-wise or
Pet Shop Boys,
you would work. Oh,
I think their songwriting's superb.
Yeah,
I love their production. They did an album for Liza Minnelli, which I absolutely loved.
Yeah,
I love that Domino Dancing. They really understand pop music, and there's a story behind. I'm just a bit obsessed with them, and I've got their new album.
Yeah,
I just love them.
So it would definitely be them.
Or I'd love to write a song for Madonna.
Yeah.
Or Rihanna, because my bank manager would be so happy.
We don't know. She could be out there. She was over here quite a bit. And she lives here, doesn't she? Does she live in England or not? She's not here at the moment.
Depends when the tax...
Yeah. What about yourself, Bonnie?
Well, I'm working with an amazing producer now. Anyway, a guy called MX Hugo, and he plays loads of different instruments, and it's inspirational working with him. So I'm happy with that. But if I had to choose somebody famous, it'd be like Kanye West, Frank Ocean, Pharrell.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, definitely Pharrell.
Yeah. He's always been cool, but now he's coming back into fashion, and everyone's like, "Oh my God, Pharrell!" But I always wanted to work with him.
Yeah, I did. I did too. Since I saw him take his top off. Well, not literally see him. It's on a video. It's like some sort of story.
I thought it came to your house.
Yeah, in my house. Come over for a cup of tea for real. Lovely to see you. How did you two guys meet?
At a Michael Jackson concert.
No.
She was singing. Tribute. She was singing for a Michael Jackson tribute at Floridita, where I 2 years later sang for Mitch Winehouse at. Mm. And she had a whole band, and it was amazing. And her bass player, and I got him to play my band, and then we just became friends.
Yeah.
And
the rest is history.
Or herstory.
And are you really good? Are you good pals as well, besides like collaborating with music?
She rings me about 5 times a day.
Yeah.
And you call me 5 times a day.
That's true.
She was going to say no, she doesn't.
She's a stalker.
Yeah, she is.
Now, we're going to play another track. This one is called, Love One Day.
Yes.
Tell us about this song.
This song was written on the 65 bus on the way, going past Kew Gardens.
Yep.
And I wrote it in 10 minutes, and then I released it. I went to Ibiza. Do you remember Vinyl Records?
Yeah.
And I went to Ibiza, and I had garage and bass line mixes, and I got it out there. And it's a pop song, but I'm willing to shop it out. So if Kylie wants to have it, she can have it.
Yeah.
And it's a happy, sexy summer song. And I did the launch party at Ministry of Sound, and there's loads of dance mixes. It's still out on iTunes, so Love One Day, Melody. Yeah. Thank you.